Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by for news. Are you excited? I mean, are you excited? One more day God has given you, my friend. This is the day the Lord hath made. This Monday, we're to rejoice and be glad in it. So many bad things happening. Balance. It's all about balance. You got the negative. You got the positive. That is the Christian walk. The main key here is to keep your eyes focused on the Lord Jesus Christ and be reminded that God is in control of everything. Yes, He is. So let's live our lives accordingly, my friend. Somebody today you know needs Jesus Christ, and maybe He will use you to show them how to be saved. And maybe there's an experience in your life you can share today with another, and it will help them along life's path. Getting started on a new week. It's a great time to be alive, an exciting time to be alive. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge Almighty God. And He promises today, forever, He's going to direct your path. What a message. So what's happening around the world in brief? Hello, world headlines. Well, President Trump has said that he's got his list of Supreme Court nominees down to 5 potential picks, and he'll let us know Friday or Saturday. Meanwhile, the pandemic is not going to last indefinitely. Well, thank you, Bill Gates. But it's outrageous that Americans can't get a test result back in 24 hours. In the United Kingdom, facing a tipping point now in the pandemic cases, they introduced a fine of up to $13,000 for people who fail to self-isolate. AstraZeneca became the latest pharma company to release its coronavirus vaccine's trial blueprints. Its trial is currently paused in the United States. So what's the president's thoughts on the vaccine? You gotta take it?
Oh, I hope not.
Global trade has bounced back much more quickly this year than following the Great Recession, that, according to the Wall Street Journal. Oh, Cracker Barrel, one of my favorites. They decided they need some booze at the barrel. Yeah, they're adding alcohol to the menu for the first time ever. The liberal Washington Post blames Donald Trump for Biden's failure with Hispanics in America. What? Well, surprise, surprise, arsonists have found to be behind a number, if not most, of the West Coast blazes. Yep. Poison destined for President Trump were intercepted. Has no known antidote. Wow. So the big question, before or after the election? The death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg prompted key Washington figures over the weekend to just, well, they were everywhere. They're changing their tune now on whether a high court vacancy should be filled so close to an election, and even the late jurist seems to have reversed herself on that issue. Ginsburg, whose death was announced on Friday, reportedly told her granddaughter, "Yeah, my most fervent wish is that I will not be replaced until a new president is installed." Yeah. That desire jibes with Democrats, including presidential nominee Joe Biden and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, two big losers, whose initial statements included both tributes to Ginsburg and warnings to President Trump that the next nominee could only be named by the winner of the November presidential election. Really? Well, Ruth, what did you say back in 2016? Speaking to us from wherever you are, when a lame duck President Obama tabbed Merrick Garland to replace the late conservative justice Antonin Scalia, Democratic leaders had no problem with the move, none whatsoever, and neither did Ginsburg. "There's nothing," she said, "there's nothing in the Constitution that says the president stops being the president in his last year," said Ginsburg. That was in a 2016 New York Times interview in which she called for Garland to receive a confirmation vote in the Senate before the election. That's all politics. It's a big game, and no wonder you don't trust anybody anymore. It's the new America. Do you recall what I said back in 2016? Oh, wait a minute. Let's take someone much more important Dr. David Jeremiah. He said the greatest thing in bringing Trump, and basically he said whoever the next president is the Supreme Court nominations. And it's amazing. So far, Trump has put in 2, and hopefully 3. Yeah, it's a really big deal. And some say, oh, we should remain unbiased, Greg. Are you out of your ever-loving mind? Who would want somebody in there that is against God, country, babies, and well, you get the idea. Come on, Trumper. Get her in. Get that gal in who's a Catholic, a Christian lady, right? 7 children, 2 of them adopted. Oh, that's the one. That's her right there. So who is she? Amy Coney Barrett. You pray about that one, my friend. So what's the hurry, Greg? Hey, the upcoming election's likely going to be close. That's what they say. I think it'll be a landslide. Could be close, however, and contested, and the Supreme Court may ultimately determine the outcome. Now, who do you want sitting on the bench with that one, my friend? The fight over filling Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat will energize Democratic voters, which Joe Biden's campaign has failed to do so far. Republicans need to counter this surge of enthusiasm by showing their commitment to conservatives. Well, I guess. As progressives take control of the Democratic Party, a court dedicated to upholding the Constitution. You remember that, the Constitution? It becomes very important. And nothing will better protect religious freedom, our freedom of speech, or our Second Amendment rights, among many other freedoms, than a conservative court. Put that woman in there. And last but not least, it's payback time. Democrats' heinous and unforgivable attacks on Associate Justice Brett Kavanaugh can best be answered by confirming yet another conservative jurist. Make no mistake, the battle, the future, gonna be very ugly. Just how ugly became clear almost, well, immediately. The ink wasn't even dry on Ginsburg's death certificate before Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer tweeted, "This vacancy should not be filled until we have a new president." Moron. It should be noted that Schumer sent that tweet even before offering his condolences to the Ginsburg family. And, of course, we heard from one of those liberal Republicans, liberal, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, said the future Supreme Court should be left to the voters, and yeah, let's not do it before the election. Come on. The court's been divided along liberal and conservative wings, with Chief Justice John Roberts often the swing vote. You never know what he's going to do. Adding a conservative judge, as President Donald Trump has promised to do, would tip the balance in favor of conservatives. Collins, a GOP moderate, who is seeking re-election, issued a statement Saturday indicating that while she has no objection to Trump beginning the nomination process, she has no plans to confirm anyone before the election. Oh, that's great, Susan. And she added this little caveat, in order for the American people to have faith in their elected officials, oh, we do. We have faith now. We must act fairly and consistently, no matter which political party is in power. Yada, yada, yada. Liberal. Republican. Susan Collins. Maine. More news! Right after this. Hey, we want you to keep praying about our new series on demonic spirits, along with a notebook to help you out. Something we've been praying about. I discussed it with the Refuge Media team down there, Matthew Hill and others, and they said, great idea, let's put it together. I think it was home 4 days when Matthew got in touch, said, how we doing? That thing done yet? Oh, I don't think so. No more this year, but we are working hard, and we'll have something available. Why is this so important? In brief, you'll be able to walk through some steps for yourself, friends, family members, to see if maybe there is some demonic influence in their lives from the past. And so often, it goes all the way back to childhood. Very, very important. People have used this material in the past, say, outstanding and so very helpful. Actually, lives have been saved as a result of this material. Included will be prayers and several examples of things that have happened to many Christians. So it's really some great stuff. We're going to get it together so you pray for us, okay? God has allowed us to spend nearly 3 decades working in this arena. So Yeah, you pray about it, we'll have it together. Spirit World, something coming up, kind of a, well, condensed version of Invisible War on the Saints. Thank you very much. So, where are the police when you need them? Well, in Minneapolis, they're being blocked in the autonomous zone. Barricades up so authorities can't get to responding emergencies. Are you kidding me? And people wondering, what's going on in the new America? Dan, the owner of the Mill City Auto Body Shop, said that, well, he had called for help, but the free state of George Floyd, oh, brother, knocked him unconscious August the 5th and attempted to rob him. Help could not get there. According to the victim's wife, blocked. Emergency responders blocked by these people. Yeah. We should all be asking, where's my gun? So what do you know, Joe, about this? After two L.A. sheriff's deputies were shot critically wounded last Saturday, Joe Biden warned weapons of war have no place in our communities. Well, duh. Oh, within hours of the attack, Biden tweeted, in praise of the original bans on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, which lasted from 1994 to 2004, he said these bans saved lives, and Congress should never have let them expire. A handgun, Joe, is not an assault rifle, and that was what was used to shoot these deputies. But it seems that Joe Biden never misses the opportunity to deceptively complain about those terrible weapons of war. I wonder how many guns we had in church yesterday. In the past, Biden and vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris have applied this label to AR-15 semi-automatic rifles, but these guns function exactly as small-game semi-automatic hunting rifles. You got that? Though it looks like the M16 machine gun made famous in the Vietnam War, no military in the world uses an AR-15. Thank you, Joe. Gun control advocates commonly pose the question, why do people need a semi-automatic AR-15 to go out and shoot game? The answer is very simple. It's a hunting rifle, moron. It has just been made to look like a military weapon. Semi-automatic weapons are also used to protect people and to save lives. Single-shot rifles that require you to physically reload the gun may not do people a lot of good when their first shot misses or fails to stop the attacker, or the police can't get to you because they're being blocked, and, well, you get the idea. And what if you're facing multiple assailants? What about Biden's claim that assault weapons and the ban there saves lives? Since the ban expired in September of 2004, murder and overall violent crime rates have fallen, Joe. In 2003, the last full year before the law expired, the U.S. murder rate was 5.7 per 100,000. The murder rate never returned to that level and fell to 5 per 100,000 in 2018. It's the new America. Just say whatever works, right? Everybody does it. So what's happening in the pandemic news across the ocean? It's critical now. A second lockdown. Yep, the United Kingdom could see 50,000 COVID deaths every day and 200 deaths by November without a crackdown. That's what they're saying. And so are they going to have a second wave? And what are they going to do there? It's just a mess, isn't it? Will it ever change? I mean, it was Bill Gates, right? It will end eventually. I'm beginning to wonder, how about you? Keep feeding all the nonsense out there. This could go on for, a decade anyway. Hey, fall comes tomorrow, and Christmas is not far behind. I wonder what that's going to look like this year. How about Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and, all that stuff? Really curtailed, isn't it? Our big event here comes I think the Wednesday before Thanksgiving with the lighting of the Christmas tree. And this year, people will have to stand across the street, down the street, 6 feet apart, and, it's just ridiculous. Who said that? In 46 days, you get to choose between communism or freedom. What's your choice? From Louisville, Kentucky, an activist wearing a Justice for Breonna Taylor shirt walked into a Louisville bar, and murdered three people. I believe that God is giving the world the biggest altar call in recent history. It's time to get your heart right and fix your faith on Him. Hey, I've done it! 2 weeks in a row! No NFL! Not now, not ever. Where's my Bible? Right after this important message. So if someone asks you, what would the answer be? What did you get out of the Bible today? We need it, my friend. We've got to have the Bible. We've got to have prayer. We got to have service to Almighty God. His people, well, people in and out of the church, actually, be a good testimony. And hang around those other Christian people, because you need the fellowship. We all do. And we certainly need to be involved and behind a good Bible-believing church and pastor. Just a thought on this Monday. Bible, prayer, service, fellowship, church. That'll work. Well, I said it again yesterday in church. When God made you, He broke the mold. You are God's living masterpiece. Have you thought about that? Probably not. Mankind usually doesn't do it. Let me ask you this question. If you were to paint a portrait of yourself, for me, it would be a stick man at best. I'm not an artist. I don't know why my kids are so talented in that area. Anyway, if you were to be talented and paint a self, what would it look like? What would the world see? Oh, there in your face is integrity and courage and conviction? Wait a minute. How about dishonesty? How about fear? How about doubt? Most people live behind a facade of sorts, don't they? Not unlike the portraits hanging in museums. Because that only reveals a small part of who you are. Afraid of rejection, they hide their defects from the world and even from themselves. You know anybody like that? Thankfully, there is one person, the one who matters most, who sees all of our flaws, who sees all of our failures, but loves us completely the way we are and can paint a perfect picture of us. Just as Leonardo da Vinci did with the great Mona Lisa, seeing an inner beauty of the subject he painted, our Heavenly Father sees in each of us, His children, the redemption and promise won by His Son on Calvary's cross. You, my friend, are indeed His masterpiece, a work created in grace and in love, and if you allow Him to, He's going to paint the colors of your life in a way that glorifies Him the most. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them, according to Ephesians 2:10. By God's loving grace, we were each created to be in the image of Christ in a lost and dying world. Though our lives, from a human perspective, are still on the canvas, God has seen the final portrait. He has. He sees eternity, and He knows exactly which parts of your life need His greatest attention today. Little touch-up here, a lot of touch-up there. Every frustration, every disappointment, every joy, it all has a purpose. It does. He causes all things, if the Bible is correct, to work together for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. For many, boy, this is a hard concept to get a hold of. You may see your life as a series of mistakes and disappointments, and it's a hard race in which you're falling behind every day. But God, oh, God views you from a totally different way and perspective. When He sees your life, He sees a person of worth and great promise, and yes, get it again, a masterpiece, my friend. In our technologically driven world, in the new world, it's not unusual for you to meet people who base their lives more on television and entertainment than reality. I meet people regularly who strive to achieve the looks and the personality and the lifestyle of someone they admire on the television, the boob tube. But the rich and famous people we see on the big screen are only characters created for our entertainment by a group of very talented writers and actors and directors. It's fake. It's like so many things today. It's fake. Tragically, many people fail to realize it's fake and spend their entire lives striving after something that doesn't even exist in the world. They turn to money and friends for the fulfillment only God can offer them, and they're disillusioned when it all ends and they're very, very empty. You know, I've discovered that contentment in a material sense does not guarantee that the inner hunger residing deep within our souls is ever going to be satisfied. And that's because true fulfillment does not come as a result of, what, owning a big home, driving that nice car or truck, having money in the bank. Oh, no, it's a result of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Some of the richest people, if not most of the richest people in the world, are the loneliest. They use their money to travel and buy all kinds of things, but their search for genuine happiness continues. Solomon wrote, I enlarged my works. I built houses for myself. I planted vineyards for myself. I made gardens and parks for myself, and I planted in them all kinds of fruit trees. I collected for myself silver and gold and the treasure of kings and provinces. Then I became great and increased more than all who had preceded me in Jerusalem. All that my eyes desired, I did not refuse them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure, for my heart was pleased because of all my labor, and this was my reward. Thus I considered all of my activities which my hands had done, and the labor there which I had exerted, and behold, all was vanity and striving after wind, and there was no, get that, operative word, no profit under the sun. Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Life at its best is not without trouble and not without pain, but rather it encompasses the fullness of all the experiences that lead to a deeper wisdom and knowledge of Almighty God and God's grace. Through the challenges of life, our Heavenly Father teaches us, directs us, and shapes us into truly glorious people. Solomon wrote, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He'll make that thing straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Proverbs 3. You do that, and your life will be one beautiful, outstanding portrait. Something to think about today. And finally, maybe it's all the way you look at it. A pregnant woman from Washington, D.C. gets into a car crash, falls into a deep coma. She's asleep for 6 months. When she wakes up, she sees she's no longer pregnant and frantically asks the doctor about her baby. The doctor says, ma'am, you had twins, a boy and a girl. Your brother from Maryland came in. He named the kids. The woman looked at him with horror and said, no, not my brother. He's an idiot. She asked the doctor, so what's the girl's name? Denise. Well, hey, that's not a bad name. I like that. So what's the boy's name? D-nephew. Oh, laughter's a good medicine. You ought to try it now and then, my friend, with everything else going on. Well, I've had my say for I'm sure you're grateful. I've had my say for another day. This a Monday. Gonna have a great week. Fall, it seems like it's here. It's cold in Fort Wayne these last several days. Join me on Facebook, will you? Greg, G-R-E-G, Pat, B-A-T-T-E-N. I am honored. You want to hear past programs back to Unshackled? Again, go to, although I understand there's a problem, I'll check that out. You're supposed to be able to go to my webpage and just hit, what was it, September 14th, Monday. For those of you that want to hear Unshackled, let's give that a try. That's Greg Patton, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N.com, right there on the front page. Click the link. Until tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless you. Have yourself a fantastic Monday.